anything coming down the pike. You published about vitamin K3. What's the deal there?
Well, you see, what we've tried to do, my interest in Tarceva has been now for more than 10 years. And what we realized is that the rash was an important problem, but very little research was being done. So we developed this idea that if you block the phosphatase, which controls the phosphorylation of the receptor, then the receptor is constantly phosphorylated. So if I put a phosphatase cream on your skin, what happens, the receptor is constantly activated, and it's much more difficult for Tarceva to inhibit that receptor. So I can rescue with such a compound the skin only because it's topical. And hopefully it will not be absorbed and rescue the tumor. So we developed that, and there's a company, HANA Biosciences, who is developing that, is going to start a clinical study, which will consist basically in proof of principle to treat half the body with the cream and the other half with just a placebo or moisturizer and see whether we can prevent the rash. And that would be something that is not treating the inflammation, but is treating really, or it's like the folic acid with methotrexate. It's trying to rescue the effect of the drug from the skin.
Anything new about why the rash does predict for response?
Well, we have been speculating, and there have been two theories, that the rash means bigger exposure to the drug. I personally don't think it's that. I think the rash occurs in individuals that have a better immune system and a better shape. That's my opinion. And as a result of that, you see these tremendous rashes on individuals who already have a better prognosis. It may be the two things together.